It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 711. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial, and you can go directly to instanthousecall.com and download that trial. Yesterday, my son had a lot of maintenance for our biggest client. We had them leave all the computers on, and of course, of the 35, only 25 were on, but that's okay. That's okay. And he instant house called into each one because there was a huge Malwarebytes upgrade going to version 4, and we didn't want our clients doing that, so we did that. And then we do our regular maintenance and cleaning, and that was all yesterday morning via instant house call. We use that all the time. It is a critical component of my consulting company for being able to do remote work. As a matter of fact, I was on there this morning creating a new profile for an email migration that I did yesterday remotely. The client is in Tampa, Florida, and I've taken care of a complete email migration remotely because of instant house calls. Just put it on the computers, and I was able to take care of everything. So today's show, first I'll explain why are we recording on a Sunday afternoon, beautiful 36 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now, with cold, rain, wind, and this morning there were snow flurries coming down. So the rain turned into, because it's so cold, it turned to snow. So yeah, it's real nice out there today. So I'm glad it's nice and warm in here. Have a lot of great links on tips that you may or may not be aware of that I had to deploy for solutions this week. So I'm going to interwork all of those links into the in the trenches discussion. Then I have some emails to follow up from last week, again with great links. So the show notes for today is going to have a lot of really good links that you want to come back to mikenation.net, miketechshow.com, and click on the links for the show notes. And then we'll wrap up. First, I want to take a moment, because I always forget by the end of the show, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and have a great holiday this coming week. There'll be no show this Thursday night because, of course, it's Thanksgiving. And then I have a busy week planned, a tremendous amount of work with clients. And I'll elaborate in a couple minutes during the show. Then I'll be back the following Thursday. That's December 5th. And for the holidays, it looks like I can make, barring no emergencies or problems for clients, December 5th, then December 12th, December 19th. That's all looking pretty good. Then I'm not sure about Christmas week. We'll decide, but I'm also going to do everything humanly possible to do a New Year's Eve show, which I've been doing for a long time now, and I'll try to make that happen. Also this week coming up, something that I have not been paying attention to, which is Black Friday. Now, normally, I'm motivated. I've even in the past dedicated shows. Black Friday just doesn't seem like the typical Black Friday anymore. We've extended the holiday season. Retail has made it so that now you're getting Black Friday ads the last couple of weeks. You know, beginning of November, you start to get hit with Black Friday ads. So Black Friday, we could do so much online. There's not the incentive to go out and go to a store in the morning. I used to be one of those people that I'll never forget going into a Staples where I was in line, where the $29 mouse was $5, I believe, the Microsoft mouse. And that was like a doorbuster. And I remember being at the table where they had all the discounts. And I said, what's the limit? And the guy was really afraid to answer me. He says, there's no limit. And I had my cart and I took both my hands and I took every mouse they had there. Because if I can sell it at $29 all day and I'm buying it at $5, that's awesome. So I think I bought 20 mice. So for an investment of $100, you know, I was able to make some money. So those kind of deals, I don't have the time to get up early anymore and do that on a Friday, cold Friday morning. But they're the things that used to motivate me that I guess I'm less motivated now. And there just doesn't seem to be the deals, or maybe just I haven't been paying attention. So, you know, I'd be curious for stories to follow up after this week. You know, hit me up on email and let me know, you know, where there's some great buys out there. Did you get in line? Did you advise a client to go get in line? I used to do that when someone didn't have the budget, they didn't have the money, and they're looking for maybe a new system or new monitors. And I would say, well, you know, take advantage of Black Friday. You know, we can go on Amazon, we can go everywhere and get things at great prices all the time. And I'll look online on Friday for an incredible deal. Sometimes Staples has some great deals for the whole weekend. And I remember one Black Friday, I sat and bought a bunch of things and then required that I would pick it up at the store and then just went there on, you know, Saturday and collected everything and I didn't have to worry about it. So look for things like that that keep you nice and warm inside. You don't have to get up and wait in line. So let's start out. Something I learned where my client did the research, but then sent me the link and said, Mike, could you do this? Because I don't want to edit the registry, and that's what I pay you to do. So my client is an engineer, and they don't use AutoCAD, but they get drawings with the DXF. They get AutoCAD drawings, and he wants to convert them to a PDF. Now, there is a viewer that he can open up, and he could then print it in a PDF, but that's extra steps. He wants to right-click on it, convert to PDF. And that's missing if you have Adobe Acrobat DC, the full version. Guess what you have to do? And this is the first link. AutoCAD to PDF conversion, you can disable the alert and enable the PDF conversion. And this worked flawlessly. So I got this email from my client. I called him. I said, look, just leave your system on. I'll remote in with my unattended instant house call. And I performed this one registry key. You reboot the computer. And the next day he came in and he said, it's working beautiful, Mike. Just right click on the DXF file, convert to PDF. What a strange thing to not include in the software. Don't understand why Adobe would make you go through that. So it's because of that and that oddity that I wanted to mention that and put that link in the show notes for tonight. So that's the first link. Here's a good one. And I run into this a lot, and it usually involves the NVIDIA graphics card, which they seem to struggle and fight NVIDIA and Windows 10. I've lost count of how many systems lose the second display on a Windows 10 update and a Windows attempting where Microsoft will try to install the hardware drivers, which you really should only be getting from the manufacturer and not Microsoft. So this link, I have to deploy a lot. Editing the local group policy, how to disable automatic driver updates for Windows 10. I don't want Windows 10 to manage that. I have to manage that, especially if they have an NVIDIA card. I have to do it on my own personal computer here. And I have a group of clients that I have to put that in. I thought we were okay with my one client. And this week he said, Mike, I lost the monitor after a reboot. I said, no problem. I'll remote in. I downloaded the latest NVIDIA driver. Then, just to make sure, I paused Windows 10 updates, applied this fix to the policy, and then rebooted. And so far, so good. Here's another one. Same client. Every time we booted the computer, there was a run DLL error on startup. So the next link is the registry edit that you have to make in order to fix. There was a problem starting, and then you have a path, and then it was NVSPCAP64.dll. The specified module could not be found. And again, this is an NVIDIA driver issue, and even updating the drivers still had the problem. So if you scroll down in this forum here, that I'm going to have the link, and it's a Microsoft community blog and forum, you will see that error message, the graphic, and then under it, the answer, which is exactly what worked, which was deleting some of the info for the shadow play within the registry. So you have to search on that DLL, and then you're able to go in and make the change. A lot of research this week in doing a whole lot of fixes like this. As I was collecting them and storing them in Evernote, I was like, okay, this is what the show's going to be about today. Here's another one that we haven't applied this fix yet, but we just did the research and found the answer. Client called us literally Friday and said, he's getting this error that Word cannot open this file because it is larger than 512 megabytes. There is a procedure where you have to rename it to a zip and go through all of the instructions. And I have the link where if you have a client where it reads Word can't open it because it's too big of a document, this is the fix. My son's going to pick some time this week before Thanksgiving, call the client, remote in, make this fix, and then test opening up that. I think the Word document is a gig. Just to let you know, there's a limit on how big a file can be, but there's also a workaround, and we found that, and I will have that in the show notes. I have some more links, but we're going to intertwine them with my stories from the trenches as I continue with them, doing lots of Windows 10 in-place updates, getting new clients, existing clients. It has been nonstop. So Friday, which is actually why we're recording here on Sunday, Thursday night, I had a ton of client work. Friday, we were on site with a new CPA client. And they're also financial advisors, so they fall under FINRA compliance. And I had to make sure their hard drives weren't encrypted. They make sure they're using the right antivirus, anti-ransomware. We had a lot of little work to do. Then I had to come home and do a mail migration remotely with a client in Tampa. So let's back up. The in-place upgrades are working well. If we have the chance, we want to clone the mechanical drive to a solid state drive, then put the solid state drive in. Now we have the original drive untouched. Boot up, do an in-place upgrade to Windows 10. That's been working really, really well. It auto-activates. Saturday, I couldn't do the show because we were celebrating two of my sons, we bundled birthdays and celebrated them yesterday. So I was doing that. And I knew this on Thursday when I was looking, boy, what day can I do this? And if I'm not going to be doing a show on Thanksgiving, okay, Sunday, this is the only free day I have between now and Thanksgiving. So that's why we're recording right now. Missing the Eagles game, but I have a feeling they're going to be losing. They were losing 7-3, and they still might. I don't think they're going to beat Seattle. The client that needs to come under FINRA compliance, has two laptops that he uses, both of them Windows Home and no encryption. So I took both the laptops, and I'm almost finished them. I have to do a couple little things. Those laptops are behind me on the workbench. But I wanted to share upgrading from Windows 10 Home to Windows 10 Pro and what works. If you have a Windows 7 Pro key that's legitimate, that's a real key on a system, look for systems that are going to be recycled, or if you come about a computer that has a legitimate key, take a picture of that key, and then if you're not going to use that system, and then take a marker and scrape it so no one can use it, take out the drive, obviously, and then recycle it, because that key you can upgrade in place from Windows 10 Home to Windows 10 Pro. And I did that on both these laptops, where one was already Windows 10 Home. The other one was Windows 8.1 Home. So I did an in-place upgrade, which upgraded to Windows 10 Home. Then I did the upgrade from Home to Pro, then turned on BitLocker. So this leads to a link that I got to discuss. How do you turn on BitLocker without TPM, which is the Trusted Platform Module? I did a show dedicated to this, but I had to pull out this link that I'm now going to share again. And it's been a while, so I figured it's worth mentioning. This is an important link if you need BitLocker encryption, but it won't let you turn it on. This is how you do it: by editing the computer policy. You go to Computer Configuration, Administrative Templates, then Windows Components, then BitLocker Drive Encryption. Then you open the system drives in the left page, and you will find Require Additional Authentication at Startup. Double click that, enable the option. Then there's two other things you got to check, and this is great diagrams on this link that I have. You have to check the box to allow BitLocker without compatible TPM. And then under Configure TPM Startup, pick Allow TPM. What this will do, you can assign a password. So every time this system boots, when it comes up, there's a screen before Windows even boots. There's a screen that will come up that you have to type in that password or you will not boot. Now, you can make it with a USB key, but I'm always afraid that the user's going to lose the key, even though I make a backup of the key. I'm always afraid that they're going to lose that USB stick that they have to have married to it. I would prefer doing that on a desktop than I would a laptop, because they're going to be traveling. So right here, you can't do anything unless you know that password. So you have a password that's strong enough, but also they're not going to forget it. And this is something I'll write down in a secured area in case they do forget. Now that system is compliant with the encryption. The other system, and something I got to do today, is I got to set a password to the user account, because even though I have it with a full BitLocker encryption, it just boots right into the user account. Can't have that. Defeats the purpose. If someone takes the laptop, they're going to be able to get in, even though the data is encrypted. If they can boot and boot right into the operating system as that account, it defeats the purpose. So you have to have a password account. You have to have a password on whatever the default account is, and then have the encryption and make sure you save a copy of the key on a USB stick. Now, something that I really like, as I have been deploying and working with Synchro, this is really cool for those of you using Synchro. In the community of scripts, there's a script that you can deploy on a system that will read the BitLocker key and put it into a custom field. And I never have multiple drives, so I edited the script to only be the C drive. And I now have BitLocker C as a custom field for every single asset, because once you create a custom field, it stays there for every asset. And I have a few now that I'll slowly be sharing over time. Well, this one, this script, is incredible. And I tested it and it just works flawlessly. And I did it again with these two systems. I can deploy the script and it comes back and it populates the BitLocker key into the field for my asset in my RMM for Synchro. Love it. Love it. That's sort of an advanced tip for those that use Synchro. Definitely check out those community scripts. They're incredible and they're helping me learn, and you could just edit some of the scripts that you like and helping me learn PowerShell. There's a lot of people listening that will be very proud of me doing that, you know, especially Paco and Dave and Winston Wolf, because it's been a long time coming. Jason, last night, email migration, or not last night, boy, the weekend's just blending and overlapping. Friday, late end of day, had to migrate from Google Apps to Sherweb Hosted Exchange. Now, it's a small client. Well, actually, it's a bigger client, but he has multiple businesses. And the one business was just two accounts. Now, he lived as Pop, so he had a 17 gig PST file. The other user lived off the web and does not use Outlook. One of the things you can take advantage of if you use Sherweb, they have a migration process that worked flawlessly for this other user. You work with a tech, you get everything set up in the times, and you have to turn on the API within Google Apps Security. And they give you that detail. And once you turn it on, then Sherweb tests it. I got an email from the tech saying we can slowly start the migration. He had multiple gigs of email and all of his folders and everything just magically migrated behind the scenes. When I flipped the DNS, I let them know that I was doing that, and they do one final sync. Once that final sync is done, that's it. They now have all their email. So this is where you can slowly do things during the week and then hit the ground running when I'm in the middle of the migration. Now, for the 17 gig PST, I use FileZilla. When you set up a new account, you sort of have a temporary storage area where you can upload PSTs, and then you can marry the PST to the proper account, and they do the import behind the scenes, and you can just keep track of the percentage. Then set up the Outlook profile, and all the floodgates will open, and the mail will start coming down, and that 17 gig will just come back down as now an OST file. So this morning, I had to set up my client's Surface Pro, and he has three hosted Exchange accounts that he needs, and we made one nice clean file, a profile in Outlook, and everything's working great, and now all the emails downloading. And then tomorrow morning, on his remote office, so he has a home office, another office, and then the Surface Pro, I have to set up the profile, so I'll connect via instant house call, remote in, and set up that profile, because I didn't have access to that computer on Friday. What I am eliminating is a horrible G Suite sync utility that enables you never to be able to change the profile and add an Exchange account. They can't coexist. You have to have separate profiles in Outlook. I hate this G Suite sync program that was the only way users could sync their Gmail. And I am so glad to have eliminated it from this client by converting that one email account to hosted Exchange, got rid of that. Which it, anybody who works with that, you understand exactly what I'm talking about, how it makes life very difficult within Outlook. So it's really nice to get rid of that. Let's get to some email. First email from a couple weeks ago. This is from Philip the Pilot. This is from the site The Verge. Google's silent Chrome experiment crashes thousands of browsers and angers IT admins. And I love the title of his email, which is Google Learning from Microsoft. So, you know, we just, it's everybody. Nobody's testing properly. And this just goes to show, we know Apple, doesn't test as much anymore. Look at how many times the iOS they got or Mac OS X, they got to keep patching and adding things as they roll it out. And we know from Windows 10, it's just, you know, it's a disgrace what Microsoft does now for testing. And let's add Google to that group. So thank you. And I'll have that link for you to read. Thank you, Phil. Jason. This is Jason Miller. He has a great link that I will have in the, it's from Spiceworks community on a script that can decrapify a system. Now, this is in response to last week's email where someone wanted to know, hey, how do you go about, you know, getting a custom build for your Windows 10 because he wants to get rid of all the crap. Well, why not use the default one? I said, but we need a script to clean it up. Well, here you go. Mike, this is a script to help with the cleanup of all the junk in Windows 10. On your last episode, you talked about this. You can run this via a USB drive or through an RMM. They should update it for 1909 soon. Hope this helps. Also, you can change an option to remove the Windows Store or not. I usually leave this as Sonic Walls have the SSL VPN client in the store, and you never know what you might need. I agree with that, Jason, which is good advice. So here's what we do. We will remove the shortcut to the store, but not eliminate the store, if that makes any sense, because we want you to be able to go to that store clients for this, you know, not the Sonic Wall for us, but there are many times we run into an app that has to be downloaded as part of their being able to function an app for whatever software or hardware that they're using, and you got to get it from the Microsoft Store. So, Jason, tremendous advice, and thank you for that link for Spiceworks, and I will share that with everybody. It's an email from Kevin. I just heard the new episode, and yes, you can restore an Acronis image to dissimilar hardware with Acronis Universal Restore. It's been so long since I've had to do that with Acronis, and I thank you, Kevin, and he has a link here that I'm going to put into the show notes. I know, and I've done it with StorageCraft Shadow Protect, doing a hardware restore to different hardware, but I forgot the name of it and what they called and how they did it, but it's Universal Restore in the Acronis ecosystem. So I'll have a link to that. Thank you very much. This is from Terry from Arizona. At the poor school district I work for, we have used Fog with good success. That's the Linux distribution that allows you to do Pixie images. Back to when I say Pixie PXE to deploy images for Windows for systems. Well, next we used Microsoft's MDT. Now it looks like we will transition to Smart Deploy, and that's at smartdeploy.com. Again, that link will be in the show notes. And thank you, Terry. This is from Mike, and it's about the business card scanner. Mike asked me for the model, make and model of the Dymo card scanner and the name of the Outlook plugin that we used to use. I have to get that from my client. I'm going to email Mike because he writes software and he may be able to write something for that interface between the business card scanner and Outlook. And Mike, if you do that, that would be awesome. And then you put it out there and sell it and make some money, because you've got to figure there's a lot of people stranded with those card scanners. And, you know, you might be able to make a little money on this. So, Mike, thank you very much. And I will be sending that info to you. That is it. Now, with Good Friday and the holidays coming up right now, we're upon them. We're now Christmas shopping. It just keeps getting earlier and earlier. Use the Amazon link that's in the show notes. Carrie Holzman and I share that link for Amazon, where your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to help support us. And we so appreciate abuse and share that link. Click on it before you add the items to your shopping cart. It'll take you right back to Amazon, but now anything you add to the cart during that session will get credit for. And we really hope we have a tremendous November and December with all of our listeners out there, from Tech Vets and the Mike Tech Show, to please use that link and support the show. That's the best way to show your support. Even if it's a gift card, click on that link. We'll get credit for the gift card, and then use the gift card to buy stuff. Click on the link and we can double dip. Thank you so much. Fabs Auto Backup, great, especially as we're migrating from older computers to newer systems. That's our go-to software, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, and getting all of the files and settings for everything from all the browsers. Great, great program. And again, Instant House Call. We love them, use them all the time, and couldn't live without it. Go to instanthousecall.com to download your free 15-day trial using the promo code MikeTechShow. Everybody have a safe and happy holiday this week. If you're celebrating Thanksgiving, have a great time. Be safe. And I will see you back here December 5th at 7:30 Eastern Time. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.